5:15 an hour ago. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just to sort of wrap up with our previous caller, it is much easier and certainly far less costly for those who seek war to wrap those wars in religious mythology, not only to basically send them out and do the conquests in exchange for passage to a mythical afterlife and not have to pay them, but simply reassuring soldiers that there is an afterlife that they'll go to if they die in battle makes for a more effective soldier. It's very easy to get a fanatically religious person to go out and commit murder on a mass scale and risk their life, even commit suicide, whether it's kamikazes or the suicide bombers or the over-the-top-of-the-hill Marines. They'll fling themselves to their death because they're convinced they're going to wake up in a place with harps and wings and puffy clouds and 47 raisins. Atheists who know that there is no life but the one that we experience now, that there is no heaven and hell but the ones we make for ourselves on planet Earth, it's very hard to get them to go out and kill on command, no matter how many flags you wave. We ran a story at whatreallyhappened.com last week where sociologists had done a correlation between the degree of religious devotion in countries versus their willingness to go out and commit mass murder wrapped in a flag, and found, not too surprisingly, that the more atheistic nations are the more peaceful ones, that the most warlike nations are the ones that are fanatically religious. You know, Hitler was Catholic. He was going to basically make Catholicism the state religion of Germany in exchange for the Vatican's support against the Weimar Republic. Hitler had sung in the choir at the monastery at Lombok as a child. That's where he found the swastika and adopted it as his emblem. Whether it's inquisitions or witch burnings or whatever. I mean, history has shown good people will do good things. Bad people will do bad things. But to get good people to do bad things takes religion. If you can get the people to believe in absurdities, you can trick them into committing atrocities. And so anytime somebody gets up and says this is a holy crusade or it's God's will, tar and feather the faker and get him out of town. Or your children will pay a very, very, very ugly and hideous price for your lack of foresight. Now, speaking of lack of foresight, and again, one of the reasons why the U.S. government is constantly manufacturing all these phony things for us to be afraid of, because they can't really deal with the real world. And we're beginning to understand, even as the center part of the United States of America is reeling under record floods from record snow, that there is still more snow piled up in the western states on the Rockies and the Cascade Mountains, 20 feet thick. It's starting to melt. And they're looking at major, major flooding. Bob Struble, the director of emergency management for Rout County in north central Colorado, is saying all we can do is watch and wait. Because the flood control infrastructure of the United States of America has been allowed to collapse because the money had to be spent on wars and Wall Street and Israel. I've lived through flooding. I know what it feels like. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
You know, hanging in there.
Well, you know, the thing is, if I were Abraham in the Bible, I would be really, really upset. Because I was prophesied.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, God promised us a multitude of nations, and I get this little small piece of real estate. No, this comes to say Christians don't read their Bible.
You know, if there was really a God, you know, Moses, when he was coming out of Egypt, would have turned left, turned right instead of left, and the Jews would have the oil, and the Arabs would have the desert. So,
yeah, but also, it's more like, I show Christians, like, Israeli TV bashing Jesus. And Christians in this country don't realize the people in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and the Golan Heights are predominantly Christian and Muslim, but there's a good portion of the Christians. And I got videotape of Israeli soldiers trashing Jesus. And it's like, yeah. And you're going to support a nation that trashes our religion, but yet they pander to us to try to support them?
It's definitely a one-way street. I mean, you know, Israel is always demanding the support and allegiance of the Christian Zionists for the cause, but you know, Israel doesn't give any of that back. It's just a way of scamming people to support them. Now, I want to go back to what you said about Abraham, because where I thought you were going was the fact that Abraham is the source of all of these religions. You have Christianity and Islam and Judaism all trace their theological roots back to Abraham and his monotheism. And the Sunni and the Shiite, you know, all go back to that common thread through Muhammad and back to Abraham. And if Abraham were alive today, I think he would look around at the inheritors of the religion he created, and he'd be scratching his head saying, how could you get so confused as to what is going on? And, you know, this is what I said yesterday. Christianity is not a faith. It is 150 little tiny splinter faiths, and every one of them is different. And this really kind of gets back to a point I make on this article that I have permanently at whatreallyhappened.com called From Those Same Wonderful People Who Brought You the Inquisition. If there really were a god or gods able to communicate their existence to the minds of men, then all of the priests of all of history's religions would be 100% in agreement on all of the stuff, most especially how many gods there are. And the fact that the history of world's religion is showing a complete variation on the number of gods basically tells you they're all just making it up. They're making up whatever they can sell to their particular population to keep the coins and sacrifices falling into those collection plates.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, the same Christians that fall for the Zionist scam are the same people. John Higgy and Benny Hinn took all the furniture and moved their bank accounts. You know, they would say they're doing God's will. Yeah, well, they just stole and scammed them, you know what I mean?
And so it's Lloyd Blankfein. Lloyd Blankfein was saying he was doing God's will when he was taking everybody's houses.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, like with this rapture, I even heard, like, people selling their houses and turning it over to the ministry. They're going to be raptured out of here. And it never happened.
It is amazing. I have an article called O Rapture that I had up at my website back when Camping was doing his thing. And it's basically, it's a history of all the times that, you know, some fanatic with a holy scripture was screaming the world is going to come to an end, and the incredible destruction that they caused from people who panicked committed acts they otherwise would not have done. Which brings me to a rather interesting point here. This Harold Camping character terrorized all the Christians by telling them the world was coming to an end. Why is he not in Guantanamo being waterboarded right now?
Because he's probably working for Israel.
CNN?
He's probably working for Israel.
Oh, no, he's not working for Israel. He's just out for a fast buck. He's got his own radio show. It's syndicated on about 60 stations across the country, and he's trying to build his audience, to build his advertising revenues. He's scamming the people to build his audience to build a fast buck. That's all it is.
You know,
it's like Carlin says, you know, God is omnipotent, omniscient, and infallible, but he just can't handle money. He needs your spare change. He needs your money.
Well, God is not broke. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, going back to the rapture theory, I talked to Russian people, German people, even Chinese people. The Christians told leadership of the church told the Christians, we're going to be raptured out of here. We don't have to deal with this. And guess what? And they went through a horrific time because they stood down. Believe me, they're going to get taken out.
I got to tell you a story. I have to tell you a story. I'm having flashbacks to my youth. When I first got out of college, I briefly went to work for CBS Television City. And I actually got kicked out of my graduate program at Cal State Fullerton for daring to suggest that one day computers were going to be used to not only control all theater technology, but to put pictures on movie film for movies and stuff like this. I did this a long time ago, and my professor on American theater history flunked me out, and I was so angry I quit school. And then I took my term paper down to CBS Television City, and I got a job helping me design the very first computerized game show scoreboards for Goodson Todman Productions. And I was there for a while, and I had that ugly run-in with the Central Intelligence Agency people down there. And then I left there, and I got hired as the technical director for a Christian TV station in Orange, California. And I'm not going to give out the call letters because I don't know who has them now, and I'm not going to malign them. But just to give you an idea of the sincerity and deep-hearted faith of most of the people working at this Christian TV station. Second week I was there, I walked into the control room and I found one of the directors and a camera girl going at it on the floor. So, you know, fun times at Ridgemont High. And I really ought to write a book about this because it was like, you know, it was a single space in an industrial facility down there in Orange, California. And it really was kind of an interesting situation because the station manager had gone to one of these tent revival meetings where this guy had gotten up and said, the world is going to end on blank. And he named a date, and our station manager believed it. Absolutely believed it, came back to the station and said, you know, we're going to 24 hours a day on the air, get the word out, the world is going to end on this and such a day. Didn't carry the sponsored programming, didn't bother running the commercials, didn't bother doing anything except constant harangue, 24 hours a day, the world will end, blah, blah, blah. And the day came and went, the Lord did not show up, and the TV station collapsed under all the unpaid bills. And the place just evaporated. And, you know, it's kind of, it was an object lesson in allowing belief to rule your thought processes. And our station manager just vanished. And for the last 2 weeks that we were still in operation, we pretty much just ran the place any way that we wanted to do. And it was just a very bizarre time in my life. And I left there and I went off and I got a job in a more realistic, down-to-earth kind of a studio facility. But, yeah, it's kind of weird to just see that happen where just somebody gets caught up in that whole thing and they're absolutely convinced the world is going to end tomorrow. And we've got to say, and it was bizarre.
Well, you know, the thing is I don't go to church anymore because the reason is it's truth. You know, if I really want to go out in front of a romantic thing, I won't go to a bar. I'll go to a church.
I got thrown out of my church when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the Congregationalist Church in Loudoun, New Hampshire for 5 years. I got my little pin with the little year things down there, and I sang in the choir. And then they made their big mistake. They gave me a Bible because I read it. And I started coming in and asking questions. The pastor called my mother and said, you know, he really doesn't need to come back next week.
well, good day, Mike.
My religious indoctrination. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Oh, man, I haven't thought about that in a long, long time. That was so funny. That was so funny. Anyway, let's see. We talked about the snowpacks. All right, let's talk about the Taliban. We're getting kind of a couple of mixed stories here because one story we have at whatreallyhappened.com is that Germany is very quietly hosting negotiations between the United States and the Taliban for what we're not exactly sure. But at the same time, there was this raid down in Pakistan that's being blamed on the Taliban. Attack on the Pakistan airbase. They don't know it's the Taliban. It's just sort of assumed, like when the World Trade Towers came down, oh, must be Osama bin dead for a long time. And now, of course, we're seeing all these stories about Taliban raid raises concern over Pakistan's nukes, because Pakistan, that is very much not happy with American drones coming in and killing their civilians, is a nuclear power. And an honest-to-goodness invasion or war between the United States and Pakistan is going to result in the use of nuclear weapons at the point where Pakistan feels they have no other option. So a lot of people, because Pakistan is sort of on the road to Iran, to encirclement of Iran, to starve them into submission, a lot of people are saying that we're seeing a run-up, propaganda-wise, toward the U.S. going in and grabbing Pakistan's nuclear weapons in some kind of a lightning strike attack. I'm going to presume at this point that Pakistan has already dispersed their nuclear weapons all over the countries in order to preclude that kind of an operation. But it is interesting to see where we're seeing all this concern over Pakistan's nukes. Will the terrorists get the Pakistan nuclear weapons and so forth? So maybe this is also the run-up for a false flag where there's going to be a big bada-boom. Oh, got to be those gosh darn Arabs. Let's go make war on them. Hard to know what's going on, but the fact that we're lied to, yeah, that's a given and an absolute. We're going to take a break here for some commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. We should be hearing music, and there it is. Back in a minute.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're hearing stories that fighting is intensifying now in Yemen's capital. And again, we had that story earlier where the FBI had found a magic bomb-proof fingerprint on an explosive device used here in the United States that proved that al-Qaeda in Yemen was behind it all. And it seems like as the American people become more and more war-weary, and certainly as the American people become far more skeptical and far less trusting of official government proclamations about why we should be going off around the other side of the planet and killing brown people, that the push to really turn this into a major regional and global war is accelerating. And it is up to the people of the United States of America to say no. We will not send our children to die in wars on the other side of the planet against people who've done us no wrong. We do have a right to say no. That's what the First Amendment is all about, and the Second Amendment gives us the teeth to back it up. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And we'd better reclaim that freedom very, very soon, because if we do not choose to fight against the warmongers now, we will soon have no choice but to fight for the warmongers from now on. That's the whole end objective of all the surveillance and the checkpoints and the complete control and surveillance over all of us so that we can't say no. They're taking away, they're trying to take away our right to say no. If we're free people, we can say no. Slaves cannot say no. When the government comes to the house and says, we need to send your children over to invade Israel's enemies in Iran, and they may not come back alive, and if you don't have the right to say no and keep your children in your home, then you're just another slave. And I know you don't want to hear that. The reality is the very best slaves are the people who are convinced that they're still free, even as they go through their servitude. Speaking of enslavement, there's been a case where a member of the TSA has been arrested, actually, for sexually molesting a little girl. So if you've been asking yourself the question, what kind of people would accept a job putting on rubber gloves and groping total strangers? Now you know. Now you know. Adolf Hitler actually did a lot of the same thing in Nazi Germany. Hitler went out and he found people at the lowest levels of the German society, socially inept, perverted, diseased, not mentally right, and elevated them to positions of power that in a normal free society they would never, ever have had a chance of achieving. And these losers knew that. They knew their power and prestige and authority depended entirely on their continuing support of the Führer. And so as a result, these people were Hitler's most fanatical, devoted supporters, because they knew that when Hitler fell, they would fall, and nobody would give him another job. And so that's what we're seeing here at the TSA. They're finding people in our culture that we would not allow into our homes who would be arrested for this kind of behavior that they're going through. And they give them a job committing these molestations right there in the airport in full view of the public. And so the TSA are the most fanatical supporters of the United States government because they understand when the government falls, they're going to lose their little position of authority. They won't have a badge to hide their little sexual perversions behind anymore. It is amazing how much of Hitler's methodology our government is currently following right now. You know, fascist dictatorship for dummies, Adolf Hitler. Speaking of TSA, he had a little incident in the Minnesota airport. Apparently, the security, the police, spotted a man apparently carrying a bomb in a carry-on bag. Huge panic threw everybody into an absolute hysteria. Turns out it was a TSA drill. And they just hadn't bothered telling the police that there was going to be a drill that day. Just put everybody in that airport into an absolute fear for no reason at all. And a reminder, in all of this nonsense, groping people, dropping laptops, looting luggage, all of that, cancer from the scanners, TSA has never, ever, ever once actually caught a real, genuine terrorist. Not one. Department of Homeland Security's own tests show that half the practice bombs they do, like this exercise in Minnesota, half of them get past the TSA and onto the airplane. Now, for a real terrorist, and by that I don't mean these phonies like Adam Perlman wrapping a towel around their head and screaming death to America. A real committed terrorist who's willing to throw his life away to carry out an unconventional attack on the great state in America, a 50% chance of achieving their goal is pretty good. That's very attractive. And if they get detected at the airport gate, why not just blow up the gate? Because from the point of view of an act of terror against America, and the goal, the sociopolitical event, being to make America afraid to live their life normally, blowing up a security gate is every bit as effective as blowing up an airplane. And so the fact that we're not seeing gates and airplanes explode tells us this is all a fake. It's all a fairy tale. We'll be right back.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Interesting little story here. As you're probably aware from earlier in the show, we're talking about the White House has now appointed a new communications director specifically to deal with online issues. Apparently, the alternative media and the blogosphere are not being particularly kind to President Barack Obama, and he's trying to figure out why they can't get the alternative media to grovel before him the way ABC and NBC and CBS and Fox all are trained to do and bribed to do. And we're now getting this interesting story about how YouTube is agreeing, complying with literally thousands of requests from governments around the world, but especially from the United States government, to delete videos of protests. Now, this is kind of an interesting situation here because the internet has been reporting these protests around the world far more than the corporate media. Many stories are broken and made popular to a mass audience here on the net before the corporate media will ever touch them. I think the best example of that would be the Downing Street memo in the aftermath of the invasion of Iraq, where this memo came out that basically said, yeah, everybody's lying to justify this war on Iraq. They're going in there for the oil. And because Saddam wanted to have a state-issued currency instead of, you know, enslavement to a private central bank. And so they came up with this whole weapons of mass destruction, and he's got germs, and he's got chemicals, and all this other stuff. And this Downing Street memo basically came out and said, yeah, the propaganda is being basically worked around the agenda of the war. The war had been decided on, and all that was left was figuring out a way to sell it to the suckers, meaning you. That story, the Downing Street memo, the memo from Prime Minister Tony Blair's own office admitting it was all a lie, was top news on the internet, on the blogs, for almost a month before the corporate media finally began to report it in the United States of America. And the only reason they did was because everybody knew the story anyway, and the fact that the corporate media wasn't reporting on it was becoming really very, very obvious. So now here we are in an era of global revolution against the global banking cartel. And even back during the run-up to the revolution or reformation in Egypt, most of what we were seeing was coming from Al Jazeera and Press TV and the alternative media. And it wasn't until it became really obvious that Mubarak was going to have to step down that the American media finally began to give it the coverage that it deserved. Now, we know back in February, President Barack Obama went out to Silicon Valley and he met with the head of Google and the major social media networks and computer companies, and the agenda, they admitted the agenda was to prepare to make sure that what happened in Egypt, where social media drove a revolution against a tyrant, to make sure that that could not happen here. Now, when you're thinking about standing up to bad authority, when you're thinking about standing up and defying bad government, the very first step you need to go through is to understand that it's possible to succeed. You need to learn that others feel exactly the same way that you do. One of the biggest illusions the U.S. government tries to reinforce through the media is that anybody who's not happy with the government and the way things are being done has to be some kind of a kook or a loon, or they're all alone, or they're social rejects, or they smell bad, or whatever. And that's why I keep telling my listeners the most important thing you can do is speak out, because you will give others the courage to speak out. You will let them know they're not alone in their concerns about what has happened to this country. And so to combat that, to try and reimpose the isolation, governments, including the United States government, have been going to YouTube and say, please take down the videos of protests. We don't want the world to see that how large the protests are against the global banking cartels and the G20 and all these other economic summits. We want the protests to sort of go away. And unless they're preserved and archived on non-aligned websites like whatreallyhappened.com, after a while they all go away. They're basically admitting, yeah, YouTube will take down protest videos put up there by private citizens because the government doesn't want the world to see that protests are underway or even that they're getting close to succeeding. Now, Google has been ordered by a court in Buenos Aires to stop listing and recommending websites that Israel opposes. Hasn't happened here in the United States yet, but Israel supporters in Buenos Aires went to court and said, oh, we can't have Google, you know, listing websites that don't support Israel. And so at least within Buenos Aires, if you go to a Google search engine and you're trying to find out what's going on in Palestine, you will not be shown any websites that support Palestine's point of view. And I mention this not because Buenos Aires is really critical to the ongoing discussion, but it's one more example that Israel's supporters do not hesitate to use the law to rewrite history, to rewrite the world's perception, to favor Israel's point of view. And we have seen that many, many times, whether it's Holocaust denial laws, the arrest of historians and imprisonment of historians, the continued persecution of John Demjanjuk, even though the key evidence against him has been exposed as a fake, We're seeing it in Palestine, where the Palestinian schools are ordered to teach all about the Holocaust, but are forbidden by law to teach about the Nakba. Now, I'm one of those people that thinks truth and history should be inviolate. That the best way for the people of the world to guide their way, their path into the future, is to have a good, clear picture of what's happened in the past. But we're not seeing that. We have come to understand that our government not only lies to us about things that are happening right now, like Saddam's nukes, but that we've been lied to about things that happened in the past, like torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, mines in Havana Harbor sinking the USS Maine, whether or not it was really a surprise attack here at Pearl Harbor. And time again, we find out that Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And certainly our media, as we saw with the situation with Helen Thomas, the American media serves Israel. It doesn't serve the American people. And I know why the United States government is comfortable taking away the First Amendment, because the original purpose of the First Amendment was to provide for the protection of a press that was serving as a watchdog on government wrongdoing in order to protect the people. And when the corporate media refuses to carry out that function anyway, then they have basically lost their claim to the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not handed out for no reason at all. It's not only a right, there's a moral duty there. That you enjoy that protected freedom of speech because you have a job in society. And that is to point out where government acts incorrectly, when it's in violation of the Constitution, when it's attempting to lie the people into a war of conquest. And that is the highest of the high crimes and misdemeanors when that happens. When media abandons its traditional role as watchdog on government abuse, when it, in fact, joins the propaganda division of the government to sell you wars, it's abandoned its duty to the American people, and it's lost its right and respectability. I don't think it's ever going to get it back in any... certainly not within our lifetime. Trust takes 100 years to build, and it can be gone with the first reckless lie. What's that old saying? Trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. It was never more true than it is right now. But there's a little bit of good news about the situation in Buenos Aires, where it's ordering Google to stop listing websites sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. And that is that the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one, where everybody can see it. Most dictatorships are not recognized when they're ongoing, whether that was the citizens of the Soviet Union or even the citizens of Nazi Germany. They didn't realize it was a dictatorship until it was pretty much over. Same thing with the Italians under Mussolini. So getting back to what I said earlier about Gandhi, where the duty of the civil resistor is to provoke a response. The goal of that, provoking the response, is to force the dictatorship to behave like one. And when everybody sees it, that's the beginning of the end. So, all righty, we're coming to the end of the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And up in Canada, on this same topic, Canada's looking at laws that would hold website owners and operators liable for the content of any web page they link to. And, of course, this is being sold on the, you know, ending of hate and ending of anti-Semitism. But it's a very, very dangerous law, and I'm not even sure how enforceable it's going to be. Because let's say that I, at whatreallyhappened.com, link to a website called Chocolate Chip Cookies Recipes Collection.com. And after I link to that website, the domain gets sold. Or a hacker simply breaks in and he plants a bunch of child porn all over the website, which is getting to be a very common trick, by the way, to silence websites in Canada that certain parties don't like. Hack in, plant child porn, report them to the child porn authorities. The fact that I'm linking to that website after it's been altered under this new Canadian law would make me liable. I don't think it will withstand a court test, but it's an indicator, again, of how desperate the entrenched powers are to somehow find a way to stop the revolution in information technology brought about by the internet and the blogs. We're changing the world right now. You, all of you listening to this show online, you're part of this fundamental change to the world. It is as dramatic as when Gutenberg invented movable type printing. And I'm sure 50, 100 years from now, there'll be historians looking back and being very analytical about the deep changes to society and culture and civilization brought about by the availability of interactive real-time global media. And they'll be commenting about how the entrenched political and religious powers were trying to stop it, trying to block it, just like they did Gutenberg, and ultimately how they're going to fail. All right, going to go back to the phones here. Clarence in Oklahoma. Osseo, my friend, nice to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, it's always good to talk to you. Aloha. I don't want to, you know, not follow the etiquette, but okay. At the very first of the hour, I hate to say it, but I was late getting in. I got a call from my sister, who works in the belly of the beast right near me. We're both federal employees, and people would say, well, you know, they're all a bunch of slugs sucking off the taxpayers. Well, not all of them are. Some of them really believe in the jobs they're doing. It's their system out there.
Yes.
That makes that you are around NASA. You've seen that.
Yes.
If you come out and you try, and she went to a class, and she's been out there 28 years, and some gal has been there 10 years, is telling them how everything's going to be better following this and that. Do you have any questions? And my sister confounded them because she told me, said, I'm older than most of the people in this classroom. And I've been here, and I've seen it. And I know what she was saying. And I'm retired now. I've been there. I've seen it. There are people out there that really want to do a good job, but the system smothers them.
Yes, it does. It really, really does.
And it's like, you know, now I know why the Roman Empire fell apart. Because it was, well, it didn't have, you know, telephones or computers, but it gets so corrupt and so self-absorbed, I guess, maybe.
That's one way of putting it, but the other part of it was simply that when the money junkies took over the place, and over time, more and more of the wealth of the nation was taken away from taking care of the nation and simply piled onto the aggrandizement and bling of the Roman emperors.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a liqueur called Goldschlager?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's kind of a schnapps, I think, and it's got little bits of gold leaf that float around in it. You can find it in any high-end bottle shop.
I used to
have a lot more gold leaf in it than it does these days. That trick of gold leaf in beverages goes all the way back to Marcus Licinius Crassus, who was the richest man in Rome, may have been in the entire world. He invented the fire department, but over time, people like him, they got into that money addiction, that money junkie, whatever, and they started piling up all the money in Rome, and they started letting the outer fringes of the empire collapse. And when they started to fall away and Rome didn't have the means to go out and reconquer them and say, you're still going to remain part of the Roman Empire, that's when it all started falling apart. And then the empire split up, and it went on continuing and saying, we're still Rome and we're still great. But looking back from our point of view here in the present time, we realized that Rome was rotting away and deteriorating, even as they kept putting more bling on and saying, look how great we are. And I am pretty certain that 100 years from now, historians will be looking back at this time and seeing the United States is already a nation in decline and starting a world war to try and mask the symptoms of the rot.
Absolutely. And I'll say this because you're getting near a break here, and I'll try to say it real fast. At the first part of the show, I went in the Air Force because I was in college. I dropped out, lost my student deferment, still had a draft, got a 1A draft card, decided to, better join the Air Force. Army's not good. They sent them to Vietnam and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I made it through that, but I now understand why they do it, because they want to get people when they're young and dumb. They don't have that much life experience. And I've had it.
Easy to get them to get all excited and hopped up about, you know, going out there and killing the enemy.
Exactly.
And people who've lived a little bit longer and they've started to hit their, they start to feel their own mortality, it's very, very hard to convince them to kill other people.
Mm-hmm.
Young kids think they're immortal, and killing another person, you know, they can make it feel like it's a video game.
But nowadays,
killing other people, they lie to themselves and say, I'm killing an airplane, I'm killing a ship, I'm killing a tank, and they pretend not to think about the people inside. But when you get older and you start feeling your own mortality, it gets really hard to take another life.
Yeah.
Those things haunt you.
I know exactly what you're saying, and the whole deal is they haven't had the amount of experience I've had, and I was in the reserve for 15 years.
Okay, we got to take a break here.
I'll let you go. Yeah, I don't.
All right, thanks a lot, Clarence. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Apparently, in one of the chat rooms, somebody's going on and on about this whole rapture thing and saying, you know, aren't you worried about where you're going to go when you die? And when I die, I'm going to donate my body to science because even medical students need a good laugh. We're going to go back to the phones here. Clint in Nevada. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Anyways, I wanted to bring up this article that came up in the Review Journal here in Las Vegas, and it was a big headline. It said that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda thrive on the Internet. And never mind that Osama bin Laden was dead, but there was people in the store when I got the I never buy a newspaper, but I bought this one, and there was a couple cops in there, a lady who looked like a cocktail waitress, and everybody was laughing at it, because the first thing it commented on was Osama bin Laden stayed off the Internet to avoid detection, right? And everybody brought up at the same time, well, if Osama bin Laden would stay off the Internet, what it was claiming was that Al-Qaeda was using the Internet to recruit American Al-Qaeda members. And the first thing the cop said, why would you do that when you know half the people who are going to be recruited will be undercover FBI people?
Well, the answer is nobody actually would do that. Nobody recruits anything over the Internet except customers for Viagra. But but the United States government, in order to justify the draconian security within this country, they have to convince everybody that the danger and the threat is actually here inside the United States. As long as Al-Qaeda is over there in the Mideast, everybody's saying, well, then why are you groping us in the American airports and train stations and shopping malls?
Right.
Why are you listening to? Why are you treating us like we're criminals? And so the government has to convince you, well, you are criminals, or enough of you are criminals where you should just sit still for all of this stuff. And it's just,
I just noticed
hoax.
I just noticed there's just this huge push to demonize the Internet. There was a movie on Lifetime channel, guys chasing after girls on the Internet, and but this article was comical, and even the cops were laughing at it. They're just trying to kill the Internet. That's what they were saying.
Well, they're trying to discredit it, and I'll say, just in the last 2 weeks, I mean, the amount of crud that I'm getting about HARP and chemtrails and UFOs and Nibiru and all this other stuff pouring into me, and I can't imagine why they would think I would start posting this stuff now after all these years. But apparently somebody's getting a paycheck to say, go out and kookify whatreallyhappened.com any way that you can. And they can't bring back trust to the government and the corporate media. All they can try and do is destroy the trust in the alternative media to level the playing field. And ultimately, I'm going to make a prediction here that when the U.S. government or Israel finally decides they're going to do another 9/11 to start the war with Iran, there'll probably be an attack on the Internet to shut down the alternative media. That, too, will be blamed on those gosh darn nasty Al-Qaeda. And obviously, why would Al-Qaeda attack the Internet when the Internet is the only way for the reality of what's going on in Israel and Palestine and the Mideast to get out to the public? So, again, common sense, use your own brain. You'll come up with the right decision.
Have a good day, Mike.
All right. That's it for our show. Thanks an awful lot. Boy, this one went by fast. We got to take off here and take the car to the car place. So we'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
The next round of the